RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's your final hour here, Football Sunday. WEEI, Arcan, Teddy, Shine, Megawall here. Got room for you at 617-779-7937. Patriots and the Jets getting ready to kick off at 1 o'clock from MetLife Stadium. A packed slate of games here, including some important ones like the Colts and the Jaguars with implications there in that division. You've got Philadelphia and Buffalo, which some are considering a potential Super Bowl matchup there. No one around here is thinking that. And, of course, the night game tonight, a very good one, Chicago and San Francisco. Both teams are in, but seeding on the line. And, some other ones around the Carolina, Seattle could be interesting. There's some other games here that certainly have those implications as well. Cleveland and Pittsburgh could be the end of the Baltimore Ravens and so forth. We'll have more of that later on in the hour when we get to the degenerate gambling hour. We'll also have the top Ted list coming your way at 12:25. In the meantime, let's go ahead and reset on the top news of the day, which unfortunately for the Patriots, and I feel like this shouldn't be the case, but it is injuries. I mean, they just have a big pile of injuries here. Not as big as I thought it might be. I thought you might see like full-on hospital squad today with Douglas being out, with Henderson being out, etc. Those guys are both playing, but no Marcus Bryant, no Kayshon Booty, no Landry, no Spillane, no Tonga, no Jared Wilson. He's back out. This time it's a concussion that he's dealing with as he's out. Milton Williams is not back yet. You still have Will Campbell out there on IR as well. It's all really come to a head right here at this point in the season. 2 weeks left to go, two regular seasons games left to go before you get to the postseason, and you want everybody to be healthy. You got an uphill battle towards that bye week, and with the guys on IR, that doesn't even necessarily matter. But in terms of everyone getting rested and back, it could be a lot worse, I suppose, but it's still a pretty long list of guys that are out, important guys.
Yeah, and you have to make sure that you minimize injury risk the next 2 weeks on top of that, right? You can't even accrue more, and MetLife has been a freaking hellhole for teams over the last decade. And so you need to be very careful. You get in, it's one of those games. You get in, get a win, doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or ugly, just get a win, get out of there as healthy as possible, because you can't afford to get even more injured at this point in the season.
Yeah, at the same time, like, you can't underscore how important getting the next two wins are. Yeah, yeah, they're crappy teams, and maybe you don't care as much about home field advantage with clinching the division because this team has only lost at home so far this year.
Yep.
And will probably be perfect on the road this year. But at the same time, if you can do anything to help yourself control your own destiny and maybe get that bye and maybe get healthier and avoid one of these wild card teams who look like a bunch of pains in the ass, depending on who you get, yeah. That's all you can focus on these next 2 weeks.
It takes a little bit of luck. I'm not going to lie. I think you guys know we had a little bit of luck in 04 for us to get,
yes,
or 01. In 01, yeah. Even 03, if you look at those games a little closely. But they're lucky, the Patriots are, that they get the Jets and the Dolphins.
They got Brady, yeah, Cook and Quinn Ewers.
Yeah. And I always said, you know, you can play down in Miami in this time of year, and it's even as bad as the Miami Dolphins can be, it's still a tough place to play. 0-4 team, right?
Yeah,
we lost down there in the last game of the regular season. I like that the Dolphins are coming up here for that game. So I think it negates a lot of the injury issues that you have. I'm not as worried that these guys are out because of – so, I mean, to get these last two opponents to kind of get guys rested up. But as we said when we opened the show, I am a little bit more concerned about the Matt Collins for injury for different reasons. I think he was more important to your team than people realize. So I'm not worried about the injuries of when it comes to this game or the next game against the Dolphins. It really should not be a storyline. But these will be, if they're still got the same list, laundry list of guys injured to start the playoffs, that's a whole different deal.
You know what's funny is 2019, they played the Dolphins. I think it was in Miami. They played the Dolphins, and it was the game. You remember Fitzpatrick had a touchdown to Gesicki at the end of the game?
Yeah.
And they won, and that was what the Patriots, I think, had to buy if they won that game.
Was that the Steven Jackson game where they had to run it a million times? They ran it a million times?
That sounds right. 2019? Well, no, it was Jackson. No, that was before that. 2019 was when they played Vrabel in the playoffs and lost. And I don't think
they had a lot of weird Miami
team.
Games.
But yeah, that was one of them. And that was I think that was the first time since like 08 or 09 that they didn't get the bye, I think was that game. And that was sort of like, all right, well, you're playing on wild card weekend. The Patriots never play on wild card weekend. Sure, they're going to go out there and kick the Titans ass. And then they lost. And that was kind of it. You know, like if you think about it, like that game, that one Dolphins game right there, that 2019 Dolphins game may have been like the end, you know, because that was when they, all right, well, you're not the Patriots anymore. Now you're just like another wild card team like everybody else. And now everybody's a wild card team except one. So it's a very, very different conversation when it comes to that stuff.
So knowing where you are currently in the playoffs, so you assume you win this week against the Jets and you have next week against the Dolphins. Do you even think about maybe just kind of tossing out the second unit in that Miami game and being like, look, if we get the second or third seed, we're not getting the bye. The Broncos are going to win. The Chargers have nothing to play for. We're not going to get the bye. Do we just treat week 18 as a bye week?
Ooh, I don't, because, you know, second or third seed could be, you know, important, right?
Yeah.
So it's depending on who they play, but they're probably not going to even know who they play, right? Second or third. You know what? I just think if you don't know those scenarios, you just play it out.
So health is not more important than opponent, you think? It's kind of like I think that's the thing you have to kind of
well, there's
grapple
a,
with.
There's another wrinkle to it, too, which is this is a team that lost coming off the bye.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was really strong in Monday Night Football, but we were all wondering going into that, like, was that a, quote, trap game or not? I do wonder about the psychological side of a team who doesn't have a lot of members who have been there together in the playoffs also. And if you are essentially taking, quote, a game off with your starters, does that have a psychological downside?
I think there's something to that. Where I would do it is I would start everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I would see how the first half goes. And I'd start peeling back in the second
Any
half.
Kind of lead, it's like, all right, now Drake May's coming off the field, starting running backs are off.
I would treat it almost like the halves as if they were two different games.
Yeah.
And I would start the guys as if you were planning on, it had every indication that you were going to win that game in the second half a little differently.
What's Joe Milton doing?
Yeah, right.
And this game's at 1:00. So I don't know. So you're going to be going up against games that are probably just as important as yours, so you're not going to know.
Wait, you don't even know the schedule yet, right? Like the week 18 schedule isn't even out yet.
Oh, it's not.
No, every game is listed as TBD.
It's all TBD.
Oh, there we go.
So you don't even know. Like there could be games on Saturday. That Broncos Chargers game might be Saturday night, and you already know. Oh, the Broncos won. We don't have to play anybody.
Every single game is TBD.
Yeah,
that's
currently
interesting. Okay, yeah. So I think that's how I think they'll do it. I'd play the first half as if you want to win. The second half, maybe not so much.
Okay, and you mentioned Mac Hollins, and he's on IR. He won't be back until at the earliest the AFC Championship game. A guy who, when they picked him up, I didn't really think much of that signing. I thought that they had this great offseason, and Mac Hollins was really an afterthought to me when I looked at everybody else that they picked up and all of that. I mean, listen, I didn't think much of him. He didn't really do anything. Like he had that one good year in Vegas.
Catches.
Yeah, in Vegas he had that one big year. He had like 700 yards, I think, and that was, you know, fine, but I don't know. I think what I was expecting or anticipating they were going to go out and do with all that cap space and, you know, trade chips and all that was really get like a big time, you know,
DK
really
Metcalf.
Do the whole wide receiver room over. And instead they got Diggs off an ACL and Mac Hollins, who was a blocking receiver. And, you know, I was really disappointed. I thought this is not what I was hoping for. This is not what I wanted. It turns out those two guys really, I mean, you know, they're the two new elements here. I guess Kyle Williams, too. But, like, those two guys have completely in the same way Vrabel's transformed the team, they've transformed that wide receiver room. And now it's, like, a good room.
Yep.
And well, not right now, but, you know.
Don't underestimate their emphasis on personality.
Yeah.
You need personality on football teams. You need guys that are pros. You need guys that have a little bit of levity. Mm-hmm. You need guys that are great leaders. And I think even though that stuff doesn't show up in the box, right? And so my guess is they factored that in when they went to Matt Collins. Also, he had 31 catches, 5 for touchdowns. So he was very good in the red zone with the Bills last year. And he obviously hasn't been used as much in the red zone, but I think he's a guy that they see as very much a red zone target.
And he's just a different look from the rest of your receiver room.
100%.
He's that tall, long, strong type of receiver that you haven't really had here in a successful way in a while. And now you're going to be depending on, hey, can Kyle Williams be a more dependable vertical threat? And I say dependable, when Drake throws to him, he makes a big play, but he doesn't get a ton of snaps, and he hasn't been in these constant like volume positions before. And otherwise, you got a lot of guys like Stephon Diggs who are almost like a little water bug the way that he moves. Like, and I say that in a way that, hey, that's how the Patriots ate for years.
Yeah.
So it's fine, but I do think that you're going to be missing a different level of variety in your wide receiver room with Matt Collins out for all these games coming up.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, part of me still thinks, even with the booty being out and, you know, no Hollins and all that, part of me still thinks that Drake May will get by. You know, like he'll be able to make it work with who's out there. And that, I think, is that was sort of another little piece for him that I was waiting on, because obviously he's played well with all these guys, but you know, you could tell there's like a heavy reliance on Diggs and Henry and Hollins early on, and even these last couple of weeks it seems like he's sort of zoomed in on those three more than the rest of them. You haven't seen as much of Booty. You haven't seen Pop Douglas hardly at all lately.
Well,
you know,
this is like Christmas Eve all over again. There's a star in the sky.
Yeah, it's true.
We're the shepherds in the field. We're about to hear about the birth of a savior.
Yeah.
Can I just, there was the game against the Dolphins week two where they didn't have the wide receivers up and running like they wanted to. And you saw the game plan in that game is Ronnie Stevens was the leading receiver in that game. Then followed by Austin Hooper, then Steph Diggs, then Travion Henderson. If they don't have all their wide receivers at their disposal, they have other things that they can go to, they feel like. And that's why if Demario Douglas didn't play, but he is, but we know Kayshon Booty's not playing and Matt Collins isn't playing, I would always reference that Dolphins game plan as a way in which you can maybe win a game is by going to your tight ends and to your running backs.
I think you should expect more from Austin Hooper over the next couple weeks. Like, I think that is a guy who will get way more targets than previously expected, and I think he'll get a lot of those Matt Collins looks. Like, I just think
he caught that touchdown. I was like, oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Austin Hooper,
he's
forgot
made,
about him.
He's made some really good catches over the season, and so I would not be shocked if he kind of tries to slide into that Matt Collins role a little bit.
Yeah, they could certainly use it, and I think they could use him more too. Last year I thought was a good. They had a good connection with May, and this year I feel like he doesn't really get a lot of looks. So that'd be a nice thing, and someone in house you can turn to. All right, we're gonna take a quick break here. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Chris Schein will get you caught up on what's trending, and when we come back, my favorite segment in radio, the top 10 list, comes your way right after this.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are at the New York Jets today. Kickoff is just under an hour away. We had two Saturday games yesterday. The Texans beat the Chargers 20-16, and the Ravens beat the Packers 41-24. Derrick Henry ran the ball 36 times for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns in that Ravens win. Little light on the NFL schedule today since we've had games on Christmas Day and yesterday. But in the 1 o'clock window, we've got Cardinals at Bengals, Steelers at Browns, Saints at Titans, and Seahawks at Panthers. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got Giants at Raiders in a battle for the number one pick in the NFL draft. And then we have the Eagles at the Bills. On Sunday Night Football, we've got the Chicago Bears headed out to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Kickoff at 8:20. You can catch all the action for that one right here on WEEI. And a little note for you on the San Francisco 49ers. They play their final two games at home in the regular season. If they win out, they would be the number one seed in the NFC, would have home field advantage in the playoffs, and could theoretically then play a home game in the Super Bowl, as the Super Bowl this year will be out in San Fran. In non-football news, the Bruins have now lost 5, count them, 5 in a row as they fell to the Sabres last night 4-1, and the Celtics are in Portland to take on the Trailblazers tonight. Tip-off is at 6. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Football Sunday here, WEEI. We got the Degenerate Gambling Hour coming your way.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Quarter of, yes. What?
Is that music really loud for everybody else? Yeah. Jeez.
Right. Just rocking a little too hard. That's all,
okay.
No,
Jackson's getting after.
When Jackson's back there, he turns the amps up to 11. Let me just put
does.
It that way.
Like, yes, he does.
No, there's no getting around it. How you doing back there, Jack?
Excellent. Good. Just trying to get the people up and ready for the game.
There you go. All right. If you weren't awake before, you are now.
Yeah, you certainly are. All right. Very good. It is just about 12:20, just after 12:20, which means it is time for my favorite segment, the Top Ted List.
Top 10 list.
All right, for the uninitiated, Top 10 list is pretty simple. Mego, Shyam, and I are going to go around the room, and we're going to just keep firing questions at Ted until he either answers them all or storms out in anger. We're going to start with the opponent that the Patriots are playing today, the New York Jets, Gang Green. Ted Johnson, if you were in charge of fixing the Jets, what would your first move be?
You know, this is might not be a popular take, but I'm just – and I love the person. I've met him, and I've played against him. But I don't think he's head coach quality, and that's Aaron Glenn, the head coach Aaron Glenn. Well, you just hired him, Ted. Yeah, I know. And you know how many – I think they fired 7 coaches in the last
– True.
I don't know, 16 years or something like that, or maybe even less than that. But I just don't think Aaron Glenn is a head coach – in this league. I think he's more of a coordinator, and I think really he's almost more of a position coach. You look at his years as a defensive coordinator for the Lions, they ranked 30th in defense his first year. They ranked 21st in defense his second year. I don't know. I just don't think he's a great head coach. So I would say
we'll always have that dance down the sideline.
Do you think it's ironic that the head coach of the Jets, who was a former cornerback, leads a team who does not have an interception? This
yes,
season?
Yes. That's another thing. The defense for the Jets sucks.
Well, so but that's my question, Zed. How difficult is it to go an entire season, 16 weeks thus far, without even just like lucking into an interception, whether it's a tip ball or just a brutal pass by a quarterback? You can't even just
unheard of.
An interception.
It's unheard of.
It's like shooting the moon.
I think it's historical. I don't know if
it's never happened before.
So, and I don't know if it had ever happened. I think you asked the question, which is the worst team in the NFL, like around week 6. And I said the Jets because they didn't even force a turnover in the first 6 weeks, I believe. And so for them to not have an interception is historically bad. He's a defensive coach. And so I think Aaron Glenn is one of the nicest guys. He was a hell of a player. He's just not a head coach.
So, you gotta
take care of that.
My question is a bit open-ended, but just from your experience, take it as you will. What do the last 2 weeks of a season feel like when you've already clinched a spot in the playoffs?
Okay, this is a great question because there's different ways I want to go with this. All right, so can I just take you down memory lane? You young kids, maybe not so much, but. 1996. Nice. The Patriots. Well, we wrapped up the division or a playoff. I think it was the division with a week left in the season. So we go in to play the New York Giants. Okay, and they were not a very good team. And so the week before, I remember we won the game and we were going around the stadium and high fiving all the fans. It was this great feeling, right? The Patriots were back, baby, and the next game, we start the game against the Giants, and we're down 19-0.
Okay? Holy smokes.
19-0. And this is the best kind of speech, non-speech, I've ever heard Bill Parcells gives. Okay, he comes, he addresses the whole team. We all come up for the huddle before we go out to the second half of this Giants game, in which we are down 19-0, in which the week before we had just clinched the division. And he looks at all of us, and we're like, boy, he's going to just give us an ass chewing right now. He doesn't say a word. He shakes his head in disgust, turns around, and walks out. Doesn't say a word. The Giants don't score a point in the second half, and we win on the last play of the game. Drew Bledsoe throws to Ben Coates. He's like on the catches on the 2-yard line, and he's getting tackled, and then the entire offense comes and pushes him in. We win the game. I've never been in a locker room more excited than after that win. The point is, it's kind of natural to let your foot off the gas a little bit. In 2004, we were playing the Dolphins in the last game of the season, and we lost that game, which we should never have lost. So the last two games, when you've already clinched, psychologically is a tricky spot, is what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, it can be a tricky spot. So the Patriots got to watch out for that.
All right, you brought up Bill Parcells, Ted. How did you deal that very next year with Parcells leaving to go to the Jets and taking a separate plane home after that Super Bowl?
That was the fact that he didn't go on the plane ride home, I think, was wrangled a few of us, me in particular. I love Coach Parcells. The only thing that kind of gave it a little bit of less of a sting, believe it or not, was Pete Carroll's energy when he came in. Hmm. Everybody kind of liked Pete Carroll. We all liked that he came from the 49ers. That was a winning organization. He was the defensive coordinator. They had a great defense. And so I think the one thing that mitigated the pain of Parcells going to the Jets was that Pete brought in this kind of excited energy that, and you know what, in the way in which they did things there, we always said if you could play for Pete Carroll or anybody off the Bill Walsh tree, you'd have a longer career because they didn't hit as much yeah. in practice. And you'd literally go to practice, and for the first couple periods, you'd have pads on, and then he'd tell you to take the pads off. It was the greatest thing ever. But then we started losing more and more, and it didn't work out for Pete, unfortunately, with us. But initially, he took away some of that sting from Parcells leaving.
Ted, I mentioned it earlier. MetLife has been a bit of a hellhole, a nightmare for players in the NFL in terms of getting injured. Do you, as a former player, believe players in general all just prefer to play on grass over turf?
You know what's funny, Shyam? I don't remember guys ever making an issue out of it. It really? Just seems to be a big media issue. It was never a big topic in the locker room. I mean, most of my games I played on, I think we didn't have the field turf until after I retired, I believe. I forget exactly when but it was never really a topic. I don't remember it ever being a topic. It was more of a topic when guys would get injured, and then the lawyers for these guys would want to get some money from it. But I played on the old AstroTurf, where there was like turf and then cement underneath it.
And like so, the Brady Bunch in the backyard.
Yeah.
You get rug burns when you go down.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
And you'd see there'd be a cut in the turf, and they'd stitch it back, and you could see the stitches in it. It was great. But guys would kind of talk. We liked playing on grass. Why? Because we were a more physical team. We're teams like the Colts. We're faster teams.
They want to play on turf.
They want to play on turf. We wanted to play on grass. It was more about that than it was about guys worried about getting injured.
Ted, Kayshon Booty is out today. Of course, Mac Hollins, as we've talked to at length, is on IR. That means Efton Chisholm is going to be on offense. Will he have a catch today?
You know what? I was leaning towards yes until I heard DeMario Douglas was active in this game. I just don't think
cannot coexist.
Yeah, well, I just think, I mean, you were without Pop Douglas, you literally had Steph Diggs and who else as the wide receiver?
Efty.
Right. It would have been Efton Chisholm.
Kyle Williams.
Oh, and Kyle Williams, duh. Yeah. I was like, who am I missing? And Kyle Williams. I just think he would have had more opportunities, believe it or not, now that Mario Douglas is out there. I bet you he doesn't catch a pass today. It's You know, but you know what? He's putting him in the air fryer. He is developing. I bet you he gets more snaps. I bet you he's on this team next year, and he gets more snaps next year. This, to me, was just a developing year.
All right, Ted, aside from the Patriots, what AFC team do you enjoy watching the most?
So I think it's the Bills. I mean, because of Josh Allen, he's the most exciting guy. Then I'm kind of curious about Trevor Lawrence. I was very high on him coming out of college. So I'd say the Jags. So just the quarterbacks are the teams with the best two quarterbacks. And then, you know what? And then I'm a defensive guy. So the Texans and the Broncos come up third and fourth. But it's the Bills for me, number one, with Josh Allen, for sure.
So I'm going to a quick curveball here just because you brought up the Jaguars and watching Trevor Lawrence and you like watching them. I'm curious your thoughts on like why the Jaguars defense, isn't like supremely talented, but they've been so successful at getting turnovers where a defense like New England has struggled at times this year.
My guess is, Chris, is they've just put more emphasis on it. I think a lot of times it just comes down to putting more emphasis on it. You literally, if you've been repping, punching out the ball, and you constantly do drills on it, it becomes something you think of in the game. When you stop doing that, it becomes you just want to get the tackle. You're not thinking about, oh, I want to make a turnover here. And so I think it's especially about turnovers, it becomes more about practicing it so that it is so in your brain that when the game comes, it's an automatic response you have. You go to punch it out.
All right, Arcane, are you up next or is it me again?
It's you.
Okay, it's me.
We're
again.
Going like this.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
You've looked at me each time. We're going
I know.
This
I just,
way,
yeah. I'm just making sure. I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on you.
Absolutely.
Gosh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry for being lady. So we have New Year's Eve this week. Going out on New Year's Eve, is that a pro move or a loser move?
It's, you know what? I think it's neither. I'm going to straddle the fence
Boo.
On that. Yeah.
Boo.
I'm not a
pick
you know
a
what?
Side.
I think, you know what? When you're in your 20s and 30s, I get it. When you're in your 40s and how about that?
Okay.
The age limit is I'll cut it off at 45. If you go out after the age of 45, come on, a little loserish. If you go out under 45, then you're okay. I still get it.
Well, I think the best move that you can ever have is just a house party to go to. I mean, that's the best case scenario in my book. Once you're past 30, it's fun.
Okay, 30.
And it's an important experience, in my opinion, to go out in your 20s and do some horrible bar night. Like, yeah. I think that's a character
Spend
building.
Spend like $50
character
just to get in
building
the door.
Exercise. But yeah, like, I think if you can, as you said, straddle both worlds that way, that's the best case scenario.
You know
scenario.
What? No one has house parties. I'm a big, I love house parties because it's people that you feel like you can trust
the best.
And you it's more condensed who you want to talk to, but no one has house parties anymore
because
no
people can't commit to plans. At That's least true. In our generation, yeah. It's so freaking annoying. I love entertaining, but it's like you
when
take
did it
a
get
poll.
Like that was it always been that way?
I think COVID really gave
COVID
people
messed it up.
The
yeah.
reason to be hermits.
A good house party with a keg, nothing yeah. better.
All right, that's it. We're going to have a big winter party over here at
Football Sunday party.
Let's
Shea
do it.
Mason/Ottolini.
I'm into that.
I'll be into
Hell
that.
Yeah. You want to know what I do on New Year's for the last 2 years?
Check all your phones in at the door.
I shouldn't even give this out because it's a great little thing. But at Gillette, they do fireworks at like 7 o'clock. And if you have young kids.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's perfect. It's the most perfect thing in the world. You go down there, they have like drinks and like axe throwing
Wait,
and
what,
stuff.
What
you
getting
right
paid
at Gillette
for this?
On New Year's Eve.
Oh, on New Year's Eve.
On New
do.
Year's Eve.
Oh,
at
okay.
Gillette, you can go down there and they cool. do fire. It's free. You just go in there and you screw around. It's great. Kids love it. There's music. It's
Good
fun.
Call, man.
So yeah, there's that. All right. Any New Year's resolutions, Ted?
Oh, I miss these.
Get even more ripped.
Okay. You know what? I'm trying to lose some LBs. That okay. is definitely, and I'm trending that way. So I just want to continue what I've kind of started a couple months early is losing some weight.
I can't really. I'm going the opposite direction these holidays. I put on like 50 pounds.
It's the worst time. I mean, because your routine gets broken.
Yeah.
And I got my daughter's lacrosse games, which always, she goes to school in upstate New York. So I'm on the Pike all the time. And the food choices on the Pike are terrible.
Oh, it's all fast
yeah.
food.
It's all fast foods.
And you're starving in your car.
You got to eat, yeah, right? Yeah. So that's where I put weight up on this spring.
But then you never regret stopping at Chick-fil-A and getting a nice Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
If they put a Chick-fil-A on the Mass Pike, I would be.
Oh, they're out to New York? Oh, there's one, Ted.
Oh, there's one.
There's a couple now, and it's only going out. Coming back, I believe it's Popeyes. I only know because I just did this drive.
This is incredible.
Okay. At Thanksgiving, I did this drive out to Rochester.
Yeah.
And so it is. There's a couple of them out there on the pike.
On the way back.
I got to get the addresses.
It's Popeyes
places.
And Burger King on the way back.
Shive doesn't even use a map. He just, or a map app. He just like has the sense.
I know.
It's like Toucan Sammy just follows his.
You know what? Can I just give you another? I got to stay in better touch with my friends. I don't do a good job, a good enough job of connecting with my friends.
It's because he never answers his text. That's why.
Well, I think I'm going to spend more money on myself.
Spend more money on yourself?
Yeah. That's my resolution.
That's a great resolution.
I'm going to force myself to stick to it. Spend more money on myself.
Good for you. Treat yourself.
Anything for you, Sean?
New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
No. I don't do those.
I'm going to stop yelling at Joe so much. That's going to be mine.
What about yelling at Curran?
I'll keep yelling at Curran, but I'm going to try not to yell at Joe so much.
Here's my New Year's resolution. I will continue being mean to Josh McDaniels.
Go ahead,
Megan.
Good to hear.
All right. So we were just talking about this during the break, and I gave it a watch. What do you make of the new trailer for the John Madden movie?
So I can't believe I had the similar reaction to Christian had because he just asked me about it in the break. I was loving it right up until I saw who was playing John Madden.
Until they revealed John Madden.
And go ahead, Christian. Tell everybody who was playing John Madden.
Nicolas Cage.
It's
so funny.
It's so good.
It's so weird. I just, like, okay. Is that, he doesn't put that weight on himself, right? He has, that's all
there's
makeup.
Some prosthetics there, I think. There's, I mean, like his body, I think he put the weight on, but his face, there's prosthetics.
I'm trying to think who would be better, who would be a better John Madden. I just, I don't know. I look
Shane Gillis.
Stop. He's right? also in no. it.
Is he really?
Yeah. I was just watching the trailer.
I didn't even know that. I just thought he kind of looks like him. Yeah. Okay.
He just looks like a knockoff Donald
Who's the
Trump.
Other big star? There's another big star.
Christian Bale. Plays Al Davis.
Christian Bale's good at everything.
Christian Bale. Yeah. I just, I don't know. Why do I not take him serious in that role? But he's not. But John Madden wasn't a serious guy, though, right?
Nick Cage isn't really a serious actor. So when you're doing a biopic,
right,
you kind of have to have like a prestige actor in that role.
I agree, because that I agree. So I'm a little bit nervous about Nicolas Cage being John Madden, but I love the fact they are making a movie about John Madden. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's very cool too. All right, Ted, who is the best X's and O's coach in the league? Speaking of coaches,
so mostly because of what they do on offense, but Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, right there, I do. And then I got, how do you not put Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh next?
Interesting.
And then I put Vrabes right there.
You put the Harbaughs that high?
Johnson?
Yeah. They've gotten further than the Harbaugh. I mean, he hasn't gotten as far as the Harbaughs have, right? I mean, both Jim and John, one's won a Super Bowl, one has gotten to the Super Bowl.
True.
So if you're just looking at that, I think that's the fairest way. And then I put Vrabes right after them, though. I think Vrabes is a top five coach in
the league. Johnson's right around the corner.
X's and O's wise with Vrabel. You think, like, in terms of, like, X's and O's and, like, diagramming, developing? Because I look at Vrabel as more of a motivator than an X's and O's guy, right? That's just me. I mean, I don't know.
That's fair. So you put Ben Johnson ahead of him?
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably...
What he's done with the Chicago run game this year has been almost, like, miraculous.
Okay.
You're right. Putting the X's and O's, I kind of, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
Swerve. I think it's Josh McDaniels. We don't necessarily have to say head coach
here.
There you go. Ooh, Seth Rogen would be a good John Madden, says the text line.
No, that would be silly, too.
I'd watch Seth Rogen as John
Madden. I doubt he could do
just
the voice.
Stoned the entire time.
That would be silly.
That would be funny. All right, I think we have one last one. Ted, who's the most underrated New York Jet of all time?
It's because he played in my era exactly the same time, came in the league the same time. And I thought he kind of was the first real big-time slot receiver, and that's Wayne Corbett. I love Wayne Corbett out of Hofstra. I thought he was an awesome player. And I love that he outshined
Keyshawn.
Yeah. those first couple of years. So, Wayne Corbett is the most underrated Jets player of all time, in my opinion.
All right, there you go. That is the top 10 list. Well done, Ted. There you go. All right, Ted's got to go.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you.
Get lost, and happy holidays to you, too. You can check out Ted on pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Boston before and after the Patriots and Patriots and the Jets. I'll have that for you as well if you want to tune in for that one. Greatest post-game show I think you got here, other than, of course, Six Rings post-game, which you can hear right here on WEEI. And with that, we have one thing left to do, and that is the Degenerate Gambling Hour. Shime and I are going to go down the list of all of these games. Some of them are games that no one should ever really be betting on.
Oh, but
ever.
We'll bet on them.
But we will do it. And Mega will let us know what's going on. That's coming up next in the final segment here of football.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Football Sunday.
WEEI Football Sunday is presented by New England Recovery Center of Westboro.
Football Sunday here, WEEI. A couple other good suggestions on the text line for people that can play John Madden, other than Nicolas Cage. John Candy. Unfortunately, that can't happen because John Candy's no longer with us. John Goodman. All the fat Johns. Past the alive and dead. They could all do it, I think.
Yeah. John Goodman's probably too old at this point, yeah. Right?
He is, but in Righteous Gemstones, he played like a young version of himself,
oh,
remember?
That's right, duh.
Yeah, so they can CG. They can CGI it if they need to.
That's true.
Yeah, but that might look worse than Nick Cage.
Maybe. I don't know.
He was great in Righteous Gemstones, though.
Yeah, he was. That's a great, great show. Anyways.
Do you have a favorite Nick Cage movie?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a really dumb one. It's like the worst movie ever.
Okay.
It's Con Air.
It's called Next. Have you seen Next?
No.
Okay, so he plays a magician.
Oh, God. That's all you need to say.
And in the movie, he has the special ability where he can see like 2 minutes into the future. Jessica Biel's in it, too. And it's the stupidest.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest
movie
ever.
This is like prime early 2000s.
It's so bad, but it's so funny. Like, it's just, I've watched every single
Julianne
time it's on,
Moore.
I watch it. It's so dumb. It's so bad, but it's amazing.
Hell yeah.
That movie that he did that was kind of a mockumentary of himself and his career, it's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's very, very good.
I haven't seen that,
it's
but very that
that's the one with the Pedro Pascal scenes,
yes,
correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very
right.
Good.
Good. We'll have more Nick Cage content for you next week. Right now, it is time to get degenerate.
Cash rules everything around me. Queen, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
This is the time of the show when we get real degenerate.
I'll take the Browns and the points at +8.5.
So give me Geno and the Raiders.
I can't bet against Indiana Jones.
I'll take Tennessee.
You are a degenerate.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's an easy, easy Chargers bet.
So it's a terrible game, but it's the perfect game to bet.
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
No, Mac Jones, I have not. Not since freshman year as the backup gunner. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be shy about my opinions on these games here. Same with Chris Shy. Mega, what do we got in the slate today?
Okay, you greasy losers. Let's start with Patriots at Jets, of course, Shime. I'll start with you.
Yeah, this number is huge. It's actually come down a little bit off of 13.5. It's now 12.5. I guess I would lay it with the Patriots. I don't love it. I actually prefer the under. I know Tom Curran projected points in this game. I will go under 42.5 Pats Jets. It feels like one of those just kind of like ugly wins for the Pats, but they control it the whole time. Like 21-10 is kind of where I'm at. So I'll take the Pats to win the game, but I'll go under 42.5.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Pats here to cover these points. I don't know how the Jets score outside of maybe like a kickoff return, which I know they're pretty good at, but I don't see them scoring many points here. I think their defense is pretty much checked out, and I think the Patriots could end up winning this game by like 40 points. Like, I think it could be that kind of game. So I'm going to go with Patriots minus 12 or 13 or whatever it is.
The one thing I would look at, because Ted did a great job pointing this out, the last time the team was a little thin at receiver, Ramondre Stevenson was the leading receiver against Miami. This week, to have three catches for Ramondre Stevenson is right now like almost plus 250. So he had five catches in that Miami game. You can get plus 670 for four receptions for Ramondre Stevenson. I would look at his receptions number today.
Looking at it right now. All right. Go ahead, Megan.
Arcan, next up we have the Steelers at the Browns.
Okay, Steelers and Browns, a big game for Pittsburgh here. They win this, they're in, and they clinch that division. Baltimore will be done. I do think that a number of 4.5 here is a little bit, like, I think Pittsburgh's obviously much better than Cleveland. I think Cleveland's going to have a tough time moving the ball, but I also think 4.5 is a lot for a division game in that division in particular with two offenses that don't score a lot of points. So, believe it or not, I'm going to go with Cleveland plus 4.5.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, in some places, this line's even down to 3.5. I would look to buy it down under that 3.5, down to 3, even 2.5. I like the Steelers in this game. I think the Steelers should win. The running game has been way better of late, and you can run on the Browns since, I believe it was Malik Collins went down their defensive tackle. So I like the Steelers in this one.
Shime is checking his Apple Watch, so I'm very concerned that he's getting some inside information, but I'm going to start with him here.
It was my Apple Watch telling me to stand up because it's like 10 of the hour and it does
okay,
every hour.
Okay, we'll wait about 5 minutes. Let's go to Jags at Colts.
Yeah, I'll take the Jags. I'll lay the points. I don't believe in Philip Rivers. I've had success betting against him so far, especially in that San Francisco game on Monday night. You can throw against this Indianapolis defense in the dome, and Trevor Lawrence has been red hot. Give me the Jaguars. I'll lay the 3.5. I don't mind.
See, I agree with everything you just said here, but the steam would blow in a different direction. 29% of the bets are on the Colts. 53% of the money is on them to cover the 5 points.
Yeah,
or to
everybody
get within
loves Philip Rivers. I don't get this.
I don't really know what that's all about either. It could be more about they think he's going to hand off and that you can run on that Jacksonville defense with Jonathan Taylor. Maybe it's more of that. Maybe it's just that it's a division game.
You can run on the 49ers too, and they couldn't keep up.
It's a good point. I think I'm gonna do it though. I'm gonna go with the home dogs. Give me the Colts plus 5.
Okay, this one's a little bit more intriguing. Arcan, let's go to Seahawks at Panthers.
Okay, Seahawks and Panthers. This is another one that not a lot of games on here have a whole lot of agency, but this one certainly does. I think Carolina getting 7 points. I think it's 6.5 or 7, depending on where you look. Carolina at home is a lot better than they are on the road, and I think Seattle, this could be not a trap game for them, but a game where they overlook a team like Carolina. So I'm going to go with Carolina, again, plus 7. I like the home dogs this week. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I understand the bet on Carolina. This is probably a game I would stay away from. I lean Seattle, but I probably have no interest in betting this one. Seattle's been really, really good on the road, but Carolina's just such a weird team. They'll lose to the Saints, but they'll beat the Green Bay Packers. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm just not going to bet on them.
All right, Chime, we have a Florida.
I choose not to run.
Yeah.
A Florida face-off that is Tampa Bay at Miami.
Yeah, I'll lay the 5.5 with Tampa. I hate myself for doing it. They have not been good. It would not surprise me if Miami keeps this close because they are explosive on offense. But I will bet against Quinn Ewers is kind of my ultimate theory here. I think the better play is the over 44.5. I do think points will get scored in this game, especially in Miami. So I will take the over 44.5.
Yeah, there's different numbers here, 4.5, 5.5 at DraftKings, depending on where you look. I think I like another home dog here. Miami getting all those points. Tampa Bay sucks. Like, I don't think Tampa Bay is any good. And Quinn Ewers sucks, too. But you're not talking about playing a great game. You're talking about keeping it within a touchdown. And I think the Dolphins can do that. So give me them.
Some of these other 1 p.m. games are just awful. I want to get to the fun ones. So while we have time, let's go to Eagles at Bills. This has ramifications for the Patriots.
You're skipping my favorite game of the day, but it's okay. I'll take the Eagles plus the 3. It's just a weird battle here. Both these teams want you to run the football. The Bills will run the football. So I'm just kind of curious to see how the Eagles play defense, but that defense has been so good of late, so I'll take the Eagles getting 3 points on the road here.
Yeah, I'll do the same. I think that you can run on Buffalo. They've shown that Philly can run the ball still. That's one thing that they are still very...
Lane Johnson should be back in this game.
That's another good point. You know, you'll have Johnson back there too. I think Buffalo's playing really hot right now, and this could be a game that ends up being whoever has the ball last, but whichever team's getting points is probably the team I would go for.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's do Sunday night. It's Bears at Niners. I'll start with you, Arcan.
All right, the Bears here. are getting 4.5 points in San Francisco. The Niners have looked great lately with Brock Purdy. But this one, I guess I'm just for all the underdogs today. I like Chicago. I like the way that they've been playing. I think that San Francisco is a team you can get to. And 4.5 is too many points for me. So give me Chicago.
Yeah, I will take the Niners here. Love the Niners. They have been red hot on offense. Brock Purdy is cooking right now. And I think the Bears don't really have much to play for. Their matchup is almost locked in at this point, it feels like.
Is that right?
Close. Not quite. There is some wiggle room here. But the 49ers can secure home field advantage through the Super Bowl if they want it by winning out the next two games. So I'll take the 49ers.
All right. You hear the music. That means it is time for us to shove off. Patriots and the Jets coming your way at 1 o'clock. And we will have football here for you all day long right here on WEEI, plus the Six Rings postgame show after the game. So keep it right here on Boston Sports Original. For Ted Johnson, Chime, Mego, and Jackson behind the glass, I'm Christian Arkand. Enjoy your football, everybody, and Happy New Year.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.